Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Final Frontier. These are the episodes of British Tech Missy. My online mission? To explore strange new tech questions, to seek out new listeners and new subscribers, to boldly go where no tech girl has gone before! Captain's log, stardate 06212012. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to British Tech Missy here on the British Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy, and I am your go-to tech girl for all those burning tech questions for which you can find answers nowhere else. Trust me, if you have questions, I have answers. But today, I'm not coming to you just as British Tech Missy. Oh, no. I'm coming to you as Vulcan Tech Missy. That's right. For those of you listening on the podcast, I have donned my Vulcan ears and my Starfleet uniform, original crew only. We do not recognize on this show any other captain than Kirk. To answer all of your tech questions with Vulcan clarity and logic. But I didn't want to do a Spock Vulcan because I love Spock. But really, who wants to listen to 15 minutes of Spock talking tech? Wake me up when that's over, right? Plus, I couldn't find a blue uniform. And then I didn't want to shave my head to be the Vulcan in the first Star Trek movie, which, let's face it, was kind of boring. Got nothing but mad love for Kirk, but oh, come on. So I decided that I would be the Vulcan from Star Trek V, Cybok, Spock's older estranged Vulcan brother who has decided to embrace his human side and emotions and lures the Enterprise to Nimbus 3, where he takes over the Enterprise on a mission to find Shakari at the end of the universe and thereby find God, who turns out to be nothing more than a mean alien who looks kind of like Wilford Brimley. No, it was not the best of the Star Trek movies, I agree. But it was still leaps and bounds better than Prometheus. Did I say that out loud or just think it? I think I said it. So shall we get started with your questions? Let's! All right, let's see here. Let me make sure I have all the right questions because, like any good Vulcan, I endeavor to be accurate. Let's see. Here we go. Dear Missy, make that Vulcan tech Missy. I am somewhat confused. Oh, confusion. An earth emotion. And I hope you can help me. Well, that's only logical. I supposedly get fast, super fast 10 MBS from my ISP, an ISP. Oh, an ISP. You know, I had one when I was a little girl. My mom didn't even notice it until the teacher called and said, really listen to how Missy's pronouncing her S's. And sure enough, I was saying stuff like, you know, that's thooper and can I have some thoop to eat? And so I had a little bit of speech therapy to clear that up. And so I no longer have an ISP. But I know exactly what they're talking about. However, whenever I've performed a speed test, I only seem to get a tortoise speed of 1.4 MBS. Is there any way I can increase my net connection to warp speed and save my sanity? Kindest regards, Dave of Basildon. Well, Dave of Basildon, That is frustrating. And I know when you want to go faster, and you can't go faster, it can be a problem. So is there a way to increase your connection to warp speed? No, there is not. I'm sorry. Dave of Basildon, not on your planet, I'm afraid. You will have to leave your planet in order to achieve warp speed, because warp speed, and I know all about this, can only be achieved with some things called dilithium crystals. I know what you're thinking. Vulcan Tech Missy, what are dilithium crystals? Well, it's very simple. They are crystals made of dilithium. And you need those to power anything to warp speed. It simply will not happen without them. And like I said, you do have to leave your planet Earth to find them. I mean, I guess you could try like Craigslist or eBay, but I just don't think they're gonna be there. I'm so sorry. But Craig, as for your sanity, there's an easy way to save it. I recommend a huge, huge tankard of Romulan ale. Yeah, that'll cure what ails you. Shall we move on to the next question? Let's. All right, let's see here. Move this down. I'm so curious how often you humans have tech questions. Let's see here. Dear Missy, I simply love your show. Why, thank you, and was a listener right from the very start. I am an Adamant follower of all your advice, and I was wondering if you had ever considered lending your voice to a GPS device. I know there are certain TomTom devices that allow you to add customized voice instructions. Since you are always telling me what to do, I thought you could also tell me where to go. Oh, your longtime fan, Casey from... I was going to say Streatham, Carl, but I'm going to pronounce it Streatham. Casey from Streatham. Well, Casey... First of all, I think someone is pulling your leg. I do, because although I would love to lend my voice to any directional device, just like the computer on my bridge, I'm afraid that a TomTom is not going to allow you to do that. I'm afraid by telling you to use a TomTom, someone might be playing you for a dum-dum. And even though I am a Vulcan, I simply cannot allow that to happen. No, I can't. Because, Casey, a TomTom is a drum. It is. I actually have had a couple TomToms. I might still have one on Leto Deck 5. And you simply cannot do anything with TomToms but play with them. It's fun to play. Have you ever played with TomToms? It's a hoot. I play with TomToms all the time. I do. I leave the bridge and go grab my TomToms, and I can keep busy with those TomToms for hours. It's true. So I think, Casey, that you simply need to tell your friend that you're no fool. And if your friend questions it, tell them Vulcan Tech Missy told you so. After all, I am incapable of lying. Shall we move on? Let's see here. One more question, I think. Let me look at the time. Yes, that we have time for. Dear Missy, thank you for such a great show. Well, thank you for listening. I am so in love with my iPhone. He put 4 and then he put an S. Oh, I am so in love with my iPhone 4s. He must have more than one of them. And was wondering if you could help me with a question. It's illogical to think I couldn't. Two friends of mine are about to be married, and they have hired an expensive wedding photographer to take all their official photographs. I just know that my super duper iPhone can take all the shots and video they will ever need, plus tweet and share them to Facebook instantly. Should I suggest they drop the photographer and just let me do it all? Confident of Cambridge. Now, Confident of Cambridge, this is tricky. And actually, when I saw this question pop up in my email, I had a decision to make. Because technically, this is a photo show question. And logically, it should be asked to the wonderful folks on the photo show. And Vulcan logic dictates that should I answer it, I'm sure that we will hear Ewan Rankin doing a Captain Kirk con imitation, yelling, "Missy!" But I'm still going to answer it for you because you're so sweet and I think it needs to be answered. And the question is absolutely yes. Yes, you can. You know, judging by your message, you have a lot of those iPhone 4s, right? And when you have a lot of them, you can simply hand them out to guests. You can hand them to friends that come with you to the wedding. I think that you should consider them like phasers. They're kind of like Star Trek phasers. Mm-hmm. And with all the wonderful apps, that's kind of a technical term, all the wonderful apps that are out there, you can take the photos and turn them all different colors and make them look vintage and make them look yellow and make them look old, or kind of when there's not as much color to them, you can take the color out of them. I think it's a wonderful idea. I do. And then in between, you can simply send them, like you said, you're thinking, you're using great logic. Send them to Facebook so that by the time the wedding is over, the bride and groom have hundreds of photos from all your iPhone 4s ready for them. They don't even need an album. Isn't that the best? You know, I think professional photographers have really big cameras, but nothing that they can use to mimic a phaser. And trust me, when you shoot a wedding with an iPhone 4, it's like setting your phaser to stunning. All right, everyone, it looks like by the old Vulcan clock on the Vulcan Mac, it is time to wrap it up for today. I thank you all so much for spending a little bit of your time with me. You know, people ask me all the time. They say, "Vulcan Tech Missy, why do you devote so much time to answering all of our burning tech questions when there's so many other things you could be doing?" And they're right. I could be shopping or at Starbucks or watching a movie or getting my nails done. But do you know why I am committed to answering your tech questions? Because, my friends, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Or the one. Me. That's right. And you know who's absolutely wonderful and out of this world? UK2.net. They provide the warp speed bandwidth, even without dilithium crystals. They're that good. that gets me to you every week or 2 weeks. We thank them so much, and they are running wonderful specials, which you can find by going to BritishTechNetwork.com. They are good all over the universe, and I'm sure you'll find a fabulous UK2.net special just for you. And if you have any questions for next week's show, please send them to not Vulcan Tech Missy, but British Tech Missy at gmail.com. No answer is too hard. No answer is too silly. I will answer them all. And head on over to iTunes as well. You are welcome to subscribe and download to the British Tech Missy show. If you wouldn't mind leaving me a little love. You know, Vulcans need love too. Especially this one. So until next time, my friends, live long, eat bacon, and prosper.